Sikhna Abedivri, Divine Abedivri, Sheshem is an interesting Nakuda brought out by the Rebbe Rabbanon of Shiska. He ties in Yiddish Ve'ezhla, Eilam Mishpotim Ashatosim of Mayim, Farzeh, before them. What's Pshat? You have to place the Mishpotim before the Bnei Yisrael. The Mishpotim come before the Bnei Yisrael. So there's two ways of understanding that. One of the Svarim brings down that the way a person normally understands is, I'm a Ben Adam, I'm created as a Ben Adam, and it happens to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah me to do mitzvahs. But that's the wrong hashgacha. You're not a Ben Adam before you do the mitzvahs. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Taka by Raisu Bar Alma, the blueprint of the Torah came first. And if you still succeed to that, that's when you become a Ben Adam. That's why Atem Kriyam Adam Loyav Dikechadam. The shame Adam comes with the Kiyam HaTayra. Otherwise, that's the blueprint for Adam. It's the blueprint for the entire world. But if a person doesn't stelz up to the Torah, he doesn't put the Torah before himself, and he thinks that he's a person before he's Mekayim the Torah, he's making a big toys. That's one way of deharing it. Another way, the Chiddush Yorim touched it up, that a person has to give up his life for the Torah. He has to be Mois and Nefesh for Torah. In other words, the more a person's mois and nefesh for Torah, the more that a person gives up of himself for the Torah, the more he is not Ben Adam, the more he's Mekayim his tachlis and the Bria. So putting the Torah before yourself is the Pshat, giving up of all your egin et tzrach and all of your egin et ritzainis for the sake of the Torah. That's the Pshat in Ashatosim Lufneim, to place the Torah before them. Ki sikna evad ivri. Why an evad ivri? So Avnei Nezer tells us over here, why over here does the Torah call an evad ivri? What's up over here, ivri? Why not evad Yisraeli? You know, we're called Yisrael. Why are we called ivri? The only place we refer to as ivri is Avram or ivri. So what's up over here, the Torah called them an evad ivri. So up to Avnei Nezer. He says that the Bnei Yisrael are called ivri. Why are they called ivri? Avram ha-ivri, Avram be'ever echad, the cholaylam kulay be'ever sheni. Avram Avinu was on one side of the world, and he faced the entire world and went connected him. And he wasn't despoiled from the hashpois and from the shtuyot and from the narishkeit and the gansevelt. He was not despoiled. Why, the gansevelt looked at him like he's crazy? He wasn't despoiled. Says that is the ultimate in freedom. That you don't allow yourself to be meshuv to the mishagasim of the world. You don't allow yourself to go noch every mishagas. I mean, Baruch Hashem, today you see how crazy the world is. Can you imagine what we would look like if we would go after the nonsense, the mishagas, the shtuyot, the hashchosa? Like I said, the freak world, they're freaks. The world today are a bunch of freaks. Could you imagine what would be if we would go noch their freakhood? Teretz is that we are given that koich of Avraham Ivri, right, that we shtelzach against the entire world. That is the ultimate in freedom. So by an Eved, the Torah tells us over here, Zos of Daman, and you're an Eved Ivri. The reason why you could only be sold for 6 years and not more is because Avodahem v'lei Avodim la'avodim. You are my Eved. And that is the ultimate in freedom. Ein ben chayrin el amisha isik b'tayra. And that's what you have to remember. That even if you become an Eved, even if you're sunk to a Geneva and you had to be sold, or even if a person was destitute and he had to sell himself, be'etzim you're a ben chayrin. We say, v'yoytzei sami yishol mitoichem l'cheirus oylam. Also does cheirus oylam, no matter what galus we're in, no matter who is over us, we are considered b'nei chayrin. And the ultimate in cheirus is that we stand up against the world, we're not meshubit to the taivus, and the ruchos and the mishagasin of the world. So that's why he's called Eved Ivri over here, Bedafkir. So Stavisan Zayin, you are not an Eved Be'etzim. You are Be'etzim Ben Chayrin. And that is why you can't be sold for more than 6 years. And that's why we'll see what the tragedy is if he does. Now, why did the Torah start Parshas Mishpatim Dafkir with a fellow that's a ganav that was sold in a Vosai? One would think that you start parashas and shvatim with regular things. Dinei halva, dinei pikodin, dinei nezek, you know, kiyach shorishas, the regular day-to-day dinim that normal people deal with. Vosav is the Torah started over here with this strange halacha of every, which wasn't even a gear to them until many years later when they went into the in Eretz Yisrael. So the Alter from Kelm, like it's Avi Kodesh Lebracha said, that if the Torah would have been written Lufi Seichel B'nai Yodah, B'nai Yochinami, that we would start with the normal halachas in Kesef Talvez Ami, Kit Nishal Reyeu, Kesef Lekelem Lishmo, V'guna Mimeisa Ish, Ki Yigashar, Enochinami. That's if the Torah would have been written by regular Seichel B'nai Yodah. But the Torah is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is called Rachamana, that the Metzias of the Torah is Rachmanas. A father can have 10 sons. 9 of them are Matzliach Nechayach, and 1 of them is having a problem with Parnos, he's having a problem, he has to resort to Geneva. Who does the father think about a whole day? He thinks about that son. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The regular halach is Geneva, the regular halach is a Pikodin and Halvah, no, okay, fine. But who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu think about? That son that was having problems, that had to resort to Geneva, what are we going to do for him? That is first and foremost on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. The male, that's put first in the Torah. The Elah HaMishpatim, so Rashi brings down the Chazal, Maha Rishonim Sinai, just like the Luchos, the Aseres HaDibros were from Sinai, Af Elu Sinai. What was the Torah telling us over here? Zos Nishmeinim, that the Mishpatim, they make sense. They Mishpatei HaAdam. So it's Seichel B'nai Adam, Kamash Malon, that the Mishpatim Alamayelam Yiseichel B'nai Adam. It doesn't, it's not the same way. Again, we understand it. That goof I saw, the Sfarim Seder, it all brings down that we understand the halachas and it makes sense to us, is goof Chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us straight that we should be able to understand the logic of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of Lamaise, it's not the regular Seichel B'nai Adam, it's Lamaylam Yiseichel B'nai Adam. So let's take a look how the Torah treats a Ganav, and how would a regular government treat a Ganav. A regular government, the fellow steals, and he doesn't have the money to return it, he'll get put in jail. What's going to be the great glick of being in jail? He'll be there for a while, he'll be in a chevra of Ganavim that are worse than him, and he'll come out a bigger Ganav than he was before. So what did you accomplish by putting him in jail? You accomplished exactly nothing. You made it worse for yourself because now you have a worse ganav on the loose. How does the Torah treat a ganav? So the Torah says, Ki sikna evad ivri, that Bezdin sells him. Bezdin has him sold. They sell him. Who buys him? A poor family can't afford an evad ivri. Who buys him? A family of means. And the haraya, they're a family of means. Because, number one, not only do they have to support him with room and board, those things, but they have to support his wife, they have to support his children. Who could afford that? It could only be a family of means. And they have to make room in their house. Obviously, they have a big enough house that they're able to cater to his entire family when necessary. So this Eved Ivri that had problems financially is now put into a house with a family of means where he has comforts. He does not have to worry about panosa for 6 years straight. Room, board, food for the wife and for the children, everything is fine. How hard does he have to work for this? Pasuk successfully sabbath by avoidus of, you're not allowed to overdo the avoida that you make him do. You're not allowed to do that. You have to treat him with respect. He's not allowed to get hard avoida. And how are you mechuyev to treat him? You're mechuyev to treat him better than yourself. Chazal say, kol ha-koina evad ivri, ki-koina odayim la'atzmai. Tavos. Let's say you have one piece of juicy steak at night. There's one piece of juicy steak, and you really want it. But, you know, the evad needs something to eat also. You have to give that to your evad. And as the Gemara says, it says in Pasuk, ki-toiv lo'imok, you have to treat him like yourself. So if you take it for yourself, you're treating yourself better than the evad. Right? Not to give it to the Eved and not to take it for yourself as meat is done. So you have to give it to the Eved. So you have to treat him better. Same thing with a pillow. Right? You have a pillow. You want to go to sleep. You want to have a geshmak of sleep. One pillow goes to the Eved. That's the way you have to treat him. So you're treating him nicely. You're treating him with kavod. He has parnasa. He gets self-respect. For 6 years, he gets to build himself up, to think about life without any pressures, right? And he's supported. And this is mamash, this is rehabilitation in its highest form. What kind of a gewaltige chesed this is? And after 6 years, as he's about to leave, you can't just send him out without anything. You have to give him hanukkah. You have to give him presents to start him out in life. He's starting out in life, so send him off with presents. Send him off with financial stability so he can start his life over again. Now, this sounds like an Eid Mamish. However, there is one caveat. There is one passion point. It says, his master gives him a wife. So Isha Yiladeh Tiel Avi now. Who's this? A Shifchanah Kananis. Malami Shirabah Moshele Shifchanah Kananis. There's a Pachim Pana. Me? A Shifchanah Kananis? A Shifchanah Kananis? A Shikset? You're allowing me to marry a Shikset? How's that possible? Sorry. By resorting to Gneiva, by resorting to Gneiva, you lowered your level to being like that of an Eved. That's what Avodim do. And you're mutter to marry a Shifchei Kananis. And this is supposed to shake up the Eved. Oyvei is near. Oyvei. Akedei kach. I'm allowed to marry a Shiksa. Oyvei. It's supposed to shake him up and get him to thinking. Oyvei, I got to get out of here as quickly as possible. It's a mice. Everything is fine and dandy. We give him the chasodin, or we give him the musr, and everything. And this is the rehabilitation. Mamish. That works, gevaldig, and it should work. The problem is, Elokim bores ha'odom yosher, v'hem bikshu cheshboin es rabbis. Vim omer yoymer ha'eved. What happened if the Eved says, ahafti es adoni, I love my master, he treated me so nicely with such kavod. Es ishti the shiksa. The shiksa, my wife. The Torah said, it's not your wife. The Torah said, ha'isha v'yelodeh ha'til adonah. It belongs to the master. It's not yours. You don't have a relationship. You're just a robot over here to produce children. That's all you are. You have no shaifas to her whatsoever. Hafti is ishti. I love her. Bonai, my children. Shkotzimach. I like them. They're so cute. Why I say chavshi? I don't want to go out. What are you doing? What are you doing? The Torah is rehabilitating you. You had a different other. All these years, for 6 years, you could not be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim properly because you had a different oil on you. You had a different oil on top of you. So for 6 years, you could not be Makabal Ol Malchus Shemayim properly. And you want to continue like that? It says in the Gemara and Kedushin of him, Omri Yoimar, he has to say it twice. And at different times. Favos, he said it the first time. Why? He had to be kidding me. Crazy, you don't mean that. You gotta say it the second time. Really? You mean that? You can't mean that. Well, we did everything possible for you to get back on your feet, to get back into life. First time, he says, don't believe it. You have to say it the second time. Then he says, V'gisha Adonav, Elohim, you gotta bring him to Beis Din. Gotta be standing there in front of Reb Shach, Reb Eliashiv, which was like his Zalman. You have to tell them, I'd like to be, still remain in my avdus. I'd still like to, sometimes, the busha itself maybe will discourage him. But if he does it, if he says, no, I want to still be in heaven, Oyvei, what are you doing with yourself? So, Gisha Adonav El Adelos, El Mezuzah, Verotza Adonav Esosne Bamatzeya. So Rashi says, why do you pierce his ear? Because this fellow went and he stole. So you have to pierce his ear right now. So the famous question is, he stole 6 years ago. That's when he should have been pierced. Wasn't this now? Wasn't it now you pierce his ear? The Teretz is, maybe when a fellow was under pressure and he stole, whatever, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could understand, have Rachmanis on him. 6 years went by. You were supposed to rehabilitate yourself. And you were supposed to hear what you did wrong. And you're supposed to be embarrassed by it. And this whole experience of 6 years was all about the Miyazkeit of Geneva. And you want to stay here. You're not embarrassed. This represents Geneva. This represents the Avla that you did. Shman, you know, you don't have the Avla that you did. So now the Gisha Adonim, now he pierces here. I have said over in the past, Maisa, that Rabbi Twersky, Rabbi Ron Yishayash Twersky, he's a final of Bracha, said over, you know, he was in charge of the Gateway Center for Alcoholics and Drug Rehabilitation. He said over a Maisa. He stopped once in Elul, and he had to chew it. He said over the following story. He said one of his patients was a woman. She had been clean from alcohol for about 10, 15 years, didn't touch a drop of alcohol. And one evening she comes home, her husband wasn't home yet. She had a rough day at work, but her boss gave her a hard time. She comes home and she needs a drink. She needs a drink. She did was one bottle stuck up in a corner somewhere, hidden over there. She gets up on a chair, usually it was out of sight, out of mind. But today she needed it. She gets up on a chair and she reaches behind and she takes it out. Oh, and she pours herself a drink. She drinks it. Oy, what did I do? What did I do? She starts screaming and crying. I defiled myself. For 10 years I didn't touch a thing, and now she's beside herself with anguish. She writes a note to her husband. She's leaving. She has to run out. She can't stay in the place where she defiled herself. You know, and she runs out, and she was away for a while till she finally was able to come back. She was so frammiest from what she had done wrong, she ran out. So he said, how have I? We would feel that way when it comes out to tshuva. Oy vey, what did I do? Oh, but this is really the way the Eved has to feel about the Geneva. Oy vey, this was supposed to teach him. I defiled myself. Look how far I have sunk, and you don't inherit. You should be wanting running, or you should be wanting to run away from this b'chol kaychecha, and you don't. So that's why Baruch Adonai v'sozmei b'amad say, and now he has to inherit what that neighbor was. This is the parish of Eved Ivri. Now the sad ending of that is v'avodei la'olam, la'olam eshol yoivu, and then what? Now he's left without anything. He invested his feelings, his emotions, he invested it into this shiksa that wasn't really his wife. He invested his feelings into these little shkotzimalach that weren't really his children. And what's he left with now? Zero. By Yovel, he leaves, never to see them again. No shaykhs. His life is devastated, his life is in ruins because he devoted his feelings and his emotions to the wrong investment. So as far as I say, from here, we have to take a lesson as well. Because a person could go through his entire life and invest his feelings and his emotions in the wrong things, thinking that this is the MS and this is what's real. There's no such thing as real estate. You know, we call karka real estate because it's secure, because it doesn't move, because of whatever. There's no such thing as real estate over here. The karka, with all of the investments, with all of the securities and stocks and bonds, they're b'yoyim ha'moves, achmei v'esrim shana, those things are not going to move. They're going to stay exactly where they are. And the fellow's going to be yetzei l'achov shichinam. And b'gapa yovi, b'gapa yetzei. If he comes empty, he's going to leave empty. He has to bring things with him up there to Shemayim. The lesson over here is, we should not invest our feelings and emotions and our hishtadlus into the wrong thing. You have to invest it into the right thing. That's the ultimate lesson at the end from Eved Ivri. There's a beautiful word that the Chasam Sofer used to say over from his Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler. Beautiful word. Ki yiten isha reyehu kesev aykelem lishmar. If a person will give his friend money or kelim to watch, the gunah mi beis ha'ish, and it's stolen from the house of the man, im yimotze ha'ganav yishalom shnoyim, if you find the ganav, we'll pay double. Im lo yimotze ha'ganav, v'nikru v'alabayis elo helehim, v'lo yisholo yodik v'mlechis reyehu. So Nosson Adler used to teach, ki yitin ish el reyehu ish, Hashem Ish Mulcham. Hashem is referred to as Ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives El Reyehu to his beloved, to Klal Yisrael, to a Yid. Kesef Aykelim, he gives him financial means. Just the business line, that's only Lishma. You're only a Shomer on it. It's not meant for you to keep for your own purposes. It's Lishma. You're supposed to use it for the Tachlis of Kiddush and Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. Oh, but what happens if you gunav mi beis hayish? What happens if you steal it from the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you use it for your regular purposes? So when they make a bedika, they make a chakira, im yimotze haganiv, if you're still found to be a ganiv, if you didn't do tshuvah, yishalom shnoi, you're going to pay double. Number one, for not using it for dvarim shebikdusha, and number two, for using it for the wrong thing. Aber, when they're by the Kimbaimatse Agan, if they find it the tshuva, and you got your priorities straight and you use it for the right things, then the Nikra Balabais and then the Balabais will come close to Hashem. Dozok, Rav Nosson Adler, Hashem Gavort, Benegeya to that. Towards the end of the parasha, it says, Kol Ashadibar Hashem Nasev Nishma. That's in Kapitel Chavdalot Pasuk Zayin. Four psukim before that, before the Krisis Bris, it says, Kol HaShadibar Hashem Nase. We will do, doesn't say Nishma. After the Krisis Bris, it says Nase V'Nishma. So what's the chilik between before and after? Why is it before the Krisis Bris, they only said Nase, and after the Krisis Bris, they said Nase V'Nishma? So the Shem Yishmuel says a very nice pshat. So the aside of all the mitzvahs and the tachlis of all the mitzvahs is Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. Dahainu, to be mekayim the mitzvahs for one purpose only. Not because we understand them, not because we have our own ritzoinus in them. We want to be mekayim everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to be mekayim, and we're doing it solely to be mekayim the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are totally mevatel ourselves to Hashem. And we're not interested in understanding, and even if we don't understand it, and even if we have kashas, but we're mevatel ourselves totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate in kiyum mitzvahs by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there are people that want to understand the reasons of the mitzvahs, which is fine. But medvar mamurim, if a fellow is tak on the madreg of total his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's talking totally mikusher to Hashem, and he even if he has a kashi, he doesn't understand what it is. He says, okay, that's my chassar. I don't understand, but I'm going weiter. I'm doing it. I'm being mevatel myself totally to Hashem. So such a person has reshus to be derish v'chayker in the reasons of Hashem and understand them. But if a fellow's not on such a madrega, if a fellow is not holding by total his battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's a very big danger. He's going to start clearing. He doesn't understand. He's going to start being derish v'chayker and being megala ponim b'tayrish loy kahalacha. That is a big problem. So then, and that you're not supposed to do. That's the pshat over here. Before the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they only said nasa. They didn't say nishma. Because they didn't feel mekusher enough to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's going to be total his batlus. The mele they cannot be makabal on themselves to be derish v'chayker. But after the krisis bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were mamash schlepped in and they felt the hiskashmas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of total his battles to Hashem. So then already, they weren't afraid anymore to be derish v'chayker. So then they were able to say nasa v'nishma. Dozog, the Shem Yishmu. Okay, I'm putting Shabbos, everybody.